Welcome to the WFF Fantasy Sports News Daily Feed Updates. This is Andy Gallagher. I'm going to go ahead and kind of be in a rush here during the 12 o'clock hour to make sure you all get the latest updates and feeds so you can check in daily and subscribe, of course, to the pod so that you can get all the daily updates about around this time so you can at least know what's going on in the forefront in daily fantasy sports. So looking in here now, Mookie Betts of the Dodgers is expected to play Friday. He's been out for a few days with a minor injury, so Betts expected back tomorrow. This is Thursday, of course, but Kevin Durant, late move to the bench. Maybe we can find out more details about that later. We had two guys traded from the New Jersey Devils to the New York Islanders. That was Travis Zajac and Kyle Palmieri. So they are now with new teams looking to get started there. They are staying in the USA. Just to note, they are not crossing the border due to C-19 protocols. So they will get a fresh start there and look to be in the coming days in the lineups there. They're both forwards, if I didn't mention. Jeremy Grant out with a knee soreness, so he is, I'm sure it's a temporary disability there. We hope he'll be back there shortly for the Pistons. Giannis is back for probably Friday if they are playing. Are they playing here for Thursday? They are playing, but he is out versus the Mavericks, so we would not see him. Ketel Marte unfortunately suffers an apparent hamstring injury. That is really the latest of the latest news updates for now. Let's go ahead and get into more detail there with the NBA to see more so what's going on. So I want to cover all the sports. Montrezl Harrell, forward for the Lakers, was fined in a role for altercation. So it looks like he had something going on there versus the Raptors. We also have Fred VanVleet in the same game, but suspended one game by the NBA, so he would not play in a game there. Let's see, they do play versus Chicago tonight, so he's out Thursday. Also, we got Andre Drummond will play Thursday. He had a toe injury, but he is able to give it a go against the Heat. So, of course, he plays for Lakers now. And that is a nice game. Action going on. Lakers at Miami for tonight. Over-under, just a note there, 204. So, going to be expected as a low-scoring game. Probably not an optimal upside for fantasy for tonight. Speaking of which, there, if you look at Milwaukee and Dallas, that may lower the total for the 226. Over-under, 226.5 for Milwaukee and Dallas. We don't do much, really anything, though, with a whole lot with these kind of items. For those kind of scoring projections, but also interesting to note there, Portland at Utah, 232.5 over under, so some of the highest scoring games for the night. You can look to use that for fantasy if you can, of course, especially in a daily league. But moving on here, let's go ahead and now get into more detail in the NHL. We want to see what's going on here as the latest there for the day. Victor Arvidsson, forward for the Nashville Predators. He will give it a go. He's good to go Thursday night, so he'll play there. They are playing, just to look at up really quick here, Nashville is actually playing Detroit, so they have an easy schedule for tonight. We also got Aaron Dell, goalie for New Jersey, actually. He's set to start against the Sabres, so one of those two grueling teams that are not very good playing tonight. Chris Driedger, he's set to start Thursday versus Carolina, so the Panthers are playing the Carolina. Carolina Panthers are playing the Florida Panthers are playing the Carolina Hurricanes, rather. So that's he's good to go there. Charlie McAvoy, defenseman for Boston, as looks like they may be playing tonight. They are playing Washington, the Capitals. He is going to miss the next two games due to an upper body injury. Of course, NHL is not specific about their injuries as the only sport doing that. Not helpful for us, right? Ila Samsonov will face on the opposing end Boston for tonight as well. The goalie there in the crease for Thursday's game. Robbie Fabry, just a note, center for Detroit, he's ruled out for Thursday. He will not play. So they lose some depth there for the Detroit Red Wings. So that is pretty much it for the NHL. Games will pretty much go into now the MLB to round out our day here. Let's see. Evan White for a quad injury is out of the Mariners lineup Thursday. As far as who they're playing here, let's just look and see real quick while we have all this good stuff up. And while I'm in here, I can go ahead and give you some of the projected over-unders just to give you a nice idea for fantasy. So the Mariners are playing Minnesota, and that is a game at 4:10 Eastern Time. It's got an 8 over-under, so a bit of a lower scoring game perhaps. We also got Hunter Renfro not starting Thursday. He is taken out of the lineup for whatever reason for Boston, as Boston is playing Baltimore today. That's a 3:05 p.m. Eastern start time. Chris Sale, elbow to know here, also for Boston, throwing flat ground from 120 feet. So he is building his strength up. Very good. Let's see. We also got Josh Rojas, that is outfielder for Arizona. He was out the other night, I know, and then he will be out again tonight, not in the lineup. So it looks like maybe he's in a slump as well, so not worth playing. Josh Van Meter will take over at second base in his place. Okay, it looks like there's actually no injury there. Just to note, Ozzie Albies finally gets first hit of the season. He is out of his slump there. Albies went 2-for-6 in the RBI and a walk in Wednesday's doubleheader versus the Nationals. Byron Buxton getting his first career start at cleanup spot. This is interesting to know for fantasy. The cleanup spot, he will go ahead and get some action in there. He already slugged 3 homers in 5 games, so very good for Byron Buxton of the Twins as they are facing off here versus Seattle, as mentioned. Ian Happ, second baseman for the Cubs, sitting Thursday. Contreras, as to know as well, hitting a leadoff. So Happ not in, Contreras hitting a leadoff. So as far as anything else there, we're just going to go ahead and wrap that up there and just check one more time if there's anything just late, really late breaking since from the beginning of the pod, make sure here. And no, there is not. So when you go to wealthyfantasyfootball.com, to remind you, when you click on the top link of the description to download the PDF file for some really good advice there. And you can get coaching by myself once you go into the Discord. Think about a mastermind or a place to see what others are doing there that have been doing this for a while, including other coaches that... Welcome to WFF, Daily Fantasy Sports News, Trends, Feeds, Updates, Strategies, and everything that will help you here. It's a short pod, but we can get you as much jam-packed info in here as possible. Andy Gallagher with the WealthyFantasyFootball.com site, and you can go to the very top menu there, option there, to go click on the download ebook for information there on tips and strategies there that will help any newbie or anyone who's kind of seasoned in fantasy league formats in general. So as far as what we need to go over here, for the latest updates, really just want to look at anything that's more recently updated, and then we'll come back to all sports once again once we get in sports one by one. First, here in the NBA, the very latest is Giannis for the Milwaukee Bucks. He is out, he would not play tonight. Mookie Betts is also still out, and it was anticipated he would play, but he will not play there for the Dodgers. Brad Hand is activated from the COVID-19 list, so we'll look to see him soon in action as a closer for the Nationals. Aaron Judge remains out Friday. He will not play for the Yankees. Shohei Ohtani scratched with a blister, even though they had a nice juicy matchup today in Florida. Good weather there versus Toronto Blue Jays. He will not play. Victor Oladipo will see if he can return with his knee injury, you know, limping perhaps tonight if he plays, I don't know, versus the Magic. They are highly favored there still in that game versus the Magic. Steven Stamkos in the NHL limps to the locker room. We'll have to see about his status updates there, as I don't believe they are playing for tonight. There are several games going on there, so we don't have to worry about that yet. Moving on here, as we want to check out any more detail in the NHL going on, just a few things. Elias Pettersson will soon, and I hope to have him updated there. If you have him in his fans, any fantasy leagues, the center for the Vancouver Canucks with an upper body injury undisclosed, as he also had COVID-19 concerns, and that team is currently not playing at all because of that. Alec Martinez will be a game time decision for the Las Vegas Knights, so we'll look to see if he will give it a go, be able to do so versus Arizona for tonight. They are highly favored in that matchup with a 5.5 over under. Also for the same team, Zach Whitecloud, reserved for that team, that squad, will not play Friday even though he skated. Also, Mike Hoffman, due to the trade deadline coming up on Monday in the NHL, he will not play because of just scratch for, there's no injury concern because of the trade deadline coming up, possibly being traded. And also lastly here, Rupe Hintz for the Dallas Stars. It looks like he will try to continue playing through an injury. Does seems to be undisclosed as well. The coach giving him good word that he has done a good job playing through that injury, but just be mindful and aware of that in their matchup today versus the Florida Panthers. So getting here in a bit more detail in the NBA, we had several things going on with the Cleveland Cavaliers. such as Dean Wade, he played well against Love. I mean, with Love. Isaac Okoro, he scored in double digits again. But we also had, of course, DeAndre Jordan and Larry Nance out. So we'll look to be considering when these guys will be returning. But they looks like as if they are not playing. So see if they can get healthy again for the next game, maybe Saturday or Sunday, whenever that comes around. As far as anything else going on here in the NBA, Brandon Clark for Memphis, he's upgraded to questionable. Let's just check out their schedule here real quick. Memphis, they are playing New York. It's a 215 over or under, just to note, in a close matchup there versus the Knicks. Rodney Hood, shooting guard for Toronto, is upgraded to questionable, so he'll possibly play and have a role Saturday, that is, versus the Cavaliers. Also, in addition to Giannis being out with the Milwaukee Bucks versus Charlotte, the Hornets, Jrue Holiday with a left knee contusion, looks like he is out as well. Fred VanVleet, if you're planning on using him anytime soon, he won't play Saturday with that update there for Toronto. So we'll go ahead and get to a bunch of action as far as what is going on here with MLB, as there are some games set now for first pitch here in the 3 o'clock hour very soon. Gio Urshela to add to the list of Yankees. He is a late scratch Friday. He is out of the lineup for undisclosed reasons. So also Patrick Corbin for the Washington Nationals. Let me double check that. He's probably not with the Nationals anymore. Playing Saturday, he could make his season debut Saturday versus the Dodgers. So it looks like according to manager Dave Martinez, that Corbin, he wants to get eyes on him before the lefty is added to the active roster. So it looks like it's safe to assume he will start Saturday, but we'll have to check back for updates before tomorrow afternoon, I'm sure. Okay, also, let's look to see here where I left off. Okay, Dustin May, his start has been pushed back to the Dodgers. He will start Sunday for the Nationals, versus the Nationals, that is. So the opposing pitcher there, Dustin May's start actually pushed back. So he will not start. So they'll have someone else announced, I'm sure, for the Dodgers for that day. Just looking for anything else noteworthy here before I end this. Just interesting to know, Evan Longoria, third base for the San Francisco Dodgers, had COVID-19 vaccination, experiencing side effects there. So he'll be available only off the bench and should be fine to play Saturday. Okay, it's interesting. So that's about it there. We'll go ahead and wrap that up. Look for the latest updates there. Check RotoWire. Check inside the Discord for any important player updates, weather, strategies you may want to get in there. For any coaching feedback on your lines or anything else going on for the day, your fantasy teams, you may want to go to, again, Wealthy Fantasy Football and click on the very top link to download the ebook and get started there. Get in the Discord chat so you can discuss with myself and other expert coaches there how to navigate through this and many other sports to keep you all updated there on the latest. All right, so enjoy all the action here for today. Make it a great weekend. Okay, welcome to WFF Daily Fantasy Sports News Feed. Andy Gallagher here. You can visit wealthyfantasyfootball.com to see all the lists there that I basically put on as recommended for the whole slate. There are a lot of cards going on for today, so we're going to mainly focus, of course, on Major League Baseball. Just had to run fast through here and get it as far as the most recent updates. Most importantly, I may get a slight cut off there before I end, so just be maybe aware of that. Sorry about any wind noise as well here. So as far as the latest stuff, though, really going on right now, we have in Major League Baseball, Julian Merriweather placed on the 10-day IL. He is a pitcher for the Blue Jays. We also have Max Fried undergoing MRI and hamstring, so look to see his updates there coming up soon. We also have Kyle Hendricks not starting Tuesday. That was old news, actually. Let's go ahead now with the more recent relevant stuff going on. That stuff was all from yesterday for now, though. We just need to get over to the right thing on the device here. Chris Bryant is not starting Wednesday, so don't look to put him in your lineup. They are playing the Brewers. We also have here Lorenzo Cain placed on a 10-day IL. He will not play, of course. DJ LeMahieu from the Yankees, he's out. Gets a rest for today, so give him a breather there. We have Enrique Hernandez, at least D-Day, Kiki Hernandez, that is, for Boston Red Sox, not playing in the first part of the matinee here. Doubleheader versus the Twins. We also had, for the Twins, Cruz not playing, of course, there as well, so he's not playing. Nelson, that is, so he's not in the lineup. He's back in the lineup. Wednesday. He did not play yesterday. So we'll look to see him and play him, if at all possible, if you like. Of course, on a utility spot or something like that. Weaver Torres rejoins the lineup, so he's good to go. Our shortstop, most likely, helping to spruce up that lineup for the Yankees with LeMahieu out. And as far as anything else, let's just go ahead and make sure we get hit on the stuff having to do with more so the other sports before there's anything else here. Let's see. We got just any goalies and nets here. Where are you at? We've got, Jake Allen. He will start on Wednesday. Look, he's good to go for the Montreal team there. So there we go. Let's see. Carey Price, though, soundbine for the same team, Montreal. So he will, of course, I believe he's more over for Allen. If you are getting into the playoffs, you have, we have different guys in and out. Of course, now it's playoff time. So looking to do well there in the season-long NHL aspect. So you can do that. And look to see also if there's anything for the NBA. Latest, more so news to see. There's a bunch of guys, the Raptors out here, very important for the day as well, that they're Van Fleet, of course. He is not playing due to the suspension. They also have DeAndre Bembry out. And one more guy here, Kyle Lowry, resting. So we have a whole lot of boatload of guys there you can look to play in their place. So that's where to start here, at least for today, to filling out your lineups and cards and so forth for daily fantasy sports. Again, visit wealthyfantasyfootball.com. I do have the updated stuff in there for today. I usually put in for Major League Baseball. And for anything else, you may click on the link, get more help with your, especially coaching for your fantasy sports in general. So look forward to this slate. There's a lot of nice things going on for baseball and major leagues, because we certainly had a great one last night with the top pitchers duking it out there and so forth. Now looking at some more, a bit more hitting and offense going on here throughout the day. Thanks a lot for listening. Welcome to WFF Fantasy Sports Daily Updates feeds with news, starters, sits, and some bit of advice too included, all in one in the fantasy sports leagues of Major League Baseball right now going on as a main focus, of course, because there's so much volume of games, of course. We'll also touch on just the latest updates there going on in NBA and NHL action. So here we have the very latest there going on right now is at 1:17 p.m. on the East Coast. Zach Eflin, that's related to the contest here being rained out. That is between the Phillies and the, I believe that is the Cardinals, right? Yes. So that game looks to be rained out today. Another game postponed. That is the Mets. They will postpone against, it's not showing me, yes, against Philadelphia. Okay. That does not, is that correct? Yes, okay, I'm on the same game here. The NHL, Stephen Stamkos out the next two games. He will not be able to go. So we won't count on him in any NHL leagues moving forward, at least not anytime really soon. Austin Matthews, of course, the best center probably in the league for the Maple Leafs, won't play Thursday either. We also got Tim Anderson back in action. They are getting set to tip off. I mean, throw first pitch versus Cleveland, that is Chicago, here at 2:10 p.m. Cody Bellinger not yet running at full speed, so he's not looking to return yet. So let's go ahead and look and see to get more specific as far as the updates going on. We'll take one of these sports to begin with here. The NBA, let's see. trying to look at it and see if any actual action going on or anything significant. With all the action from last night, and looking forward, probable for Thursday, where today is Andre Drummond due to his right big toe. So he'll look to be able to get some playing time, potentially going for the Lakers there. So let's see, just want to make sure we don't miss anything. Of course, a bunch of guys did not play on Wednesday for Toronto. I mentioned that yesterday. PJ Washington for the Hornets, he did not play. He had has a tough year with a lot of injuries going on, somewhat prone. And as far as anything else, looks like there's nothing going on at this time. So you have to check back on RotoWire News or something like that for updates in the NBA. Moving on now to the NHL to see what is going on here in the hour, the 1 o'clock hour. Kasperi Kapanen, right winger, of course, he is for Pittsburgh, resumed skating. So he'll look to take his role there, a third or second line guy for the Penguins. We've also got, let's see, taking the ice, the Panthers, Chris Driedger, taking on Tampa Bay. Looks like that's today. Just wanted to make sure to confirm. He was solid in last Tuesday's start, by the way, against the Stars. So he's usually a good defender in net there for today. So Tyler Seguin, he looks close to returning. He skates with the team in case he's a very late season pickup in season-long NHL leagues, center for Dallas, of course, because he is a solid veteran play if he returns back to form, of course. Pavel Zacha, center for New Jersey, he's getting more playing time action there after the trade, where they traded away their, I think it was their top one or two line guys. He won't play Thursday night, so we can rule him out. Brock McGinn, a left winger for Carolina, still a ways from returning. We're not expecting him back, though. Probably won't use him. William Nylander, right winger for Toronto, close to returning. And as we mentioned, Austin Matthews for the Maple Leafs, of course, won't play as well Thursday, just to double confirm that. Now, moving on to Major League Baseball, as far as what we can look at, what we can't expect, and everything going on now. Let's see. We mentioned the rain out already. We got, as far as stuff going on, the Indians, Roberto Perez, out of the lineup, he won't play. So we'll look at possibly the backup here. Let's see who it is, just out of curiosity. Austin Hedges will get the nod in his absence. Austin Hedges, catcher for Cleveland. Let's see. Dylan Cease, he didn't play the other day. He looked to because he wasn't feeling well due to COVID symptoms. He could return on Friday. Maybe he'll give it a go for a start that day for Chicago. They may still be playing Cleveland tomorrow, of course. So usually, what else we got here? Josh Donaldson, out of the Twins lineup on Thursday. Looks like he will be absent. I haven't seen him playing much lately anyways. Actually, he did reach base and get on the score run, so he did play, looks like, yesterday. They had a doubleheader. J.D. Martinez is getting the day off Thursday versus Twins, so he is not in the lineup there. We'll look for a replacement there later on. It looks like it's Franchi Cordero, so we can look at that possibility, I suppose. It's really nice to get in players who aren't playing, like trying to get the first at bat, first hit, first getting on base in the major leagues, because it's really a cool, nice thing, not only for them, but sometimes for your fantasy managers that are playing in a daily league format that like to play guys that are so anxious to get in there, you know, pumped up to get that. So it's a really cool thing to do that, and even in fantasy. Rio Ruiz, Baltimore, sitting again Thursday, he's not playing. For today, we mentioned Tim Anderson back from the 10-day IL. As far as anyone else there, Nelson Cruz also back in the lineup, or he was so back Wednesday, so we look for him to continue his, even though he wasn't feeling well. His run there is getting hits, getting on base, maybe a home run, of course, as well. So that's really all we'll look to get into here for today, because, you know, a lot of action just updates throughout. You have to really keep up on the news and look to RotoWire, look to myself there. I won't get to the blog for today, so that's why I give you that piece of source. Of course, as a fantasy pro expert, if you want to get coaching, you can get into the Discord chat. If you still go to wealthyfantasyfootball.com and click on the top menu link so that you can get that free ebook download, that nice offer with coaching included in there as well for myself and other experts as needed there and so forth. So just want to make sure you are all off on the right track, and remember, don't play every day. Try to get yourself your feet wet a little bit here or there whenever you can, so that you can get you know, in winning action and not too much waste too much of your time or funds, of course, as well. That wouldn't be a good idea either. So keep the process going there, and receive there, and give me any feedback there. Subscribe, please, as well, on this pod, and hope you can listen in daily. Thanks a lot for listening. Welcome to WFF, Fantasy Sports News Daily Updates, so we can get you to feed in on all the action on three major sports in America going on right now. That is MLB baseball, that is NHL hockey, that is the NBA National Basketball Association. So we can get you here as an update for Tuesday before noon, so we can get you excitedly going here on a lot of the major action. There is a ton of games going on. First, I want to take Major League Baseball because I want to get you all relevant updates and injury reports and so forth, and interesting topics here for the early portion of that season long, if you take it that way, fantasy sports. So beginning here with that action here, just needed to take a second. So looking back on anything relevant as going on right now, you know, there was a whole lot of action, not a whole lot actually, stuff going on last night. So just kind of a couple of news and notes. Jack Flaherty wins his third straight game, picked up the win Monday, allowing 5 runs though, 2 earned on 6 hits and 2 walks over 6 innings. So that was fine. Let's see, as far as anything else, Joe Ross did not do well against the Cardinals. The opposing pitcher there took the loss Monday. So let's see. Bryce Harper is hot right now. He had 3 hits on Monday. Went 3-for-4 with a stolen base and a 2-0 loss, though, to the Giants. Okay, they were just singles. Importantly here, though, Mookie Betts forum to be evaluated here on Tuesday. So we're awaiting his update anxiously, as myself, because we want to find out what's going on with Mookie Betts here for the Dodgers. As far as anyone else here that's really of any importance, we would just look back. Probably I would recommend checking on RotoWire to see what's going on here for this very, very large slate here going on. And just about everybody is playing here in baseball. But moving on now to the NHL, because if you are in a league where you're in the championship race, like right now I am doing so, playing a championship this week, as I made quite a few maneuvers to empty out my bench and put in players that are hot and so forth. So this may be interesting for you if you are doing keeping up with that. Starting out with here, Jason Robertson, he had a point streak of 4 games. He continues on that surge as he was a good pickup, turned out to be valuable here in the last week, the championship of your fantasy league for NHL. Added to that point streak game total in the Mondays, 3-2 shootout win over the Red Wings. So excitement going on there in a shootout. Also, if you happen to have, let's see, anyone else in NHL game action, Braden Point had a goal versus Carolina. That was good. He had a 3-2 overtime win against Carolina. So that was another good action going on. Kirill Kaprizov of Minnesota was going on there. Another team with potentially for this week a good schedule, where they would get some points there. I was looking for a couple of those guys, not the exact same guys, but Mikael Granlund on a 2-game point streak for Monday as well, assisting with that win, of course, with 2 assists in the 5-2 victory against Chicago. So the Minnesota Wild beat the Chicago Blackhawks, and they are looking, let's see if they are playing either of those teams tonight. No, they are not on a back-to-back. No, but not for tonight. Chicago will go back to at home versus Nashville, though, on Tuesday. And Minnesota will go to Arizona. So it'll help you keep up a bit with some of those teams. And as far as anything tonight, there is nothing yet, you know, any goalies in nets or anything else going on. You just have to keep checking back to see. You know, the Golden Knights did very well last night with Shea Theodore getting a pair of power play helpers, with Mark Stone assisting on that power play goals in the shutout win. And that shutout was obtained by Robin Lehner, the goalie for the Vegas Golden Knights. So we can go ahead and now get into the short slate sort of NBA action here going on for tonight. As there are just a few games here, you can go ahead and mention in Orlando at 7:30 p.m. These games are starting all at this solid time slate. As in the other sports there, they're kind of oddly spread out, different time starts. NHL starting at 6:30, and then Major League Baseball starting at 4:30 today, interestingly. So not too early, of course, but in the afternoon. But and a whole lot of games in that 6 p.m. time slot just to look out and watch for anything you're doing fantasy-wise, such as myself at play in weekly formats where you have, you know, draft weekly lineups of players, and you can sit and start those players and take them off, of course, when they're injured and so forth. So that's some fun, interesting action. You can actually go ahead and find out more about that soon. I'll update something on wealthyfantasyfootball.com about that, which entails all the sports, you know, you can play right now and get in the action, even in a weekly format going on right now, any day of the week, really. There are drafts going on, which you can get in there, and it's just a lot of fun. So you can do that and find out where to go. Actually, you would just go to wealthyfantasyfootball.com. I'll try to have something up there by tonight in, as far as place to go and play and do that. And even some strategy tips and how it's going to be a real short article on how to best do that as a pro. So now looking at the NBA slate, I was going to mention here, Brooklyn is playing at New Orleans tonight. We got Orlando, I probably mentioned, at Atlanta. We have Charlotte playing at New York. We have Minnesota playing at Sacramento, and the Clippers playing at Portland. So there's an array of injuries, obviously, going on there. And check back in later on, obviously, later tonight. So just looking as far as, is there anything updated to go with for now? As we would just have to kind of see, kind of taking it game by game. We're not going to do that here, but go ahead and wrap this up because there's just a lot of news and notes from the previous night, however. But I want to make sure we do take one final look at all the action as far as all the latest injury updates, especially in all sports here. In baseball, Dinelson Lamet is set to make his season debut, set for Wednesday. So we'll look out for that. Okay, picking up where we left off, the WFF Fantasy Football, Daily Fantasy Sports podcast, so we can get you in now. Right where we left off, if you missed all that in the last pod, it was today, just about an hour ago. Look to see where we were there, where we was. looking at that now, we picked off, I mentioned Nelson Lamet. He'll be back Wednesday here tomorrow. Mookie Betts hit by a pitch actually late, and he will look to see because of that. I mentioned already on the last pod, but getting a forearm checked out. We'll probably see it checked, you know, back as far as what happened tomorrow. As long as we're going along with this pod here daily. Also, excuse me, Carey Price sustains an upper body injury. So unfortunately he was out and now back in, but now he's out again, back and forth as his backup replacement, Jake Allen. He's a good replacement there if you are still using him in any kind of format, leagues, weekly or otherwise, in NHL, of course. So you can look to use him. Also, LeBron James remains out, about a week away from his return, so we'll eagerly anticipate that wait. Also, LaMelo Ball of the Hornets there, he'll look to be back about 7 to 10 days, so sort of a 10-day IL stint there. As far as that going on, Dame Lillard, he remains out Tuesday. He will not play, neither as well. So all those things don't personally affect my fantasy team going into championship their mode as well and season-long formats in the NBA. And so, but other than that, that's pretty much it to finish it up for the pod here for today. Make sure to check out all the action upcoming there, what's going on at wealthyfantasyfootball.com, of course, sponsored by. And we have NFL, a little bit of NFL action, not so much this year. We had to tail that back, slim it down just a bit because of, however, even though there's a lot of other sports going on, the NFL draft is still of utmost importance here, only 9 days away. So look at that action there on the same URL mentioned, because there will be some, at least some thoughts and notes or so forth, haven't decided how I'm going to chew that up and spit it out. But, you know, since I have easily kept up with the last couple of years, college, fantasy sports as well. Makes it easier there to roll right in there and make sure through watching, of course, and keeping up with college action as far as what's going on related there to the NFL draft now upcoming. All right, so we got this pod in now. Let's finish up for the day. Everything missed from the very last recording. And you all keep it rolling there in this little fantasy sports world here for today. Thanks. Welcome to the WFF Daily Fantasy Sports News Updates Daily Feed. So we can get you in just a quick relevant to the action going on now in daily fantasy sports. So you can be just kind of sort of up to date as for now. And then you check back in, of course, later on or later time to see what's going on there at a place such as RotoWire, for example, seldom used. A lot used. So you can keep up on all up to date on guys in and out, injured and so forth, COVID and all that. All that good stuff. Please try to rate, review, and subscribe so we can get enough action going on here to keep this particular pod going, just so that, you know, I noticed there's a lot of actual news updates, not midday at least, so we can get you going in the right direction on the action on sports for today in general. So what we got to look at here is going ahead now to see in the NHL, first of all, what's going on, as we had a nice playoff run or have going on right now. If you are in the playoffs still in a season-long fantasy format, and looking at, for example, Sergei Bobrovsky, goalie, of course, for the Panthers of Florida. He's going to expected to start tonight for Thursday, so we'll look to use him. Joel Eriksson-Ek, interestingly, has a 3-game point streak. So you want to continue to use him if you have not already. Let's look at any other notes here that are relevant as for now. As we could not really find a whole lot at this time. A lot of times starting goalie updates and so forth. But nothing really of importance right now at this point in time here, about 12:30 Eastern time. Let's go ahead into the NBA. There are some definite news and notes to look over here. As far as some of the latest, we got Kemba Walker has been cleared to play Thursday. So he will play against Phoenix. Well, the Celtics, of course. And then we also have Jason Tatum. He, of course, will not give it a go. No surprise there, as I've been hearing about that he will not be able to go for Thursday, from what I understand. And then Robert Williams, the other forward for with a left knee problem, not too far away, but not as of yet for Thursday. So look out for him in the future. He's coming for the Celtics as well. I'm going to take a look at anybody else here before we finish up for the NBA. One moment. As I saw a couple nice notes or things like that here, but especially relevant to fantasy going on for tonight and so forth. I'm not seeing too much right now injury related going on, so we will probably just move on to Major League Baseball. I just wanted to make sure. But we will check all the very latest here in just a moment going on in all sports. In baseball, we've got here, looking through, Mike Soroka not yet throwing. I know I got him stashed away in a bench in the league. So for the Braves, not yet as far as clearing him. Maybe we'll look to update, try to do so before or on Monday to see if he's where he's at exactly. So you want to check back there, and wherever you play, you know, they might have an update under the news and notes for that particular player. Chad Kuhl, the Pittsburgh Pirates, he's on the IL, so we will not be using him anytime soon with discomfort in his shoulder. So that looks pretty fairly serious for now. Set to start, Domingo Herman to note for the Yankees on Thursday for today's call to action there. And then we got, hoping to return quickly here, Juan Soto. So he's kind of day-to-day. We'll look for, probably not for today, but more likely for tomorrow for Friday's slate. Mookie Betts, I see here for him to be evaluated on Tuesday. So that's not good for the weekend. Of course, he's not going to be playing. As far as anything else, let's try to just round it out here as more important, relevant, up-to-date news, breaking, and so forth in all sports. Keep Brian Hayes. He's a guy, of course, for the Pirates. He aggravates wrists. his wrist, so he's got an injury there, and he has a 10-day IL, in fact, third baseman for them. We've got Trey Young, x-rays return negative, MRI is on tap. We'll have to wait and see with him on Thursday. That's for today. We may get an update this evening on that. So very important, of course, in terms of your fantasy leagues. Jaren Jackson coming out of bench in his season debut for the Memphis Grizzlies. So he can play after months on the sidelines. So he finally made it back. In fact, he got 4 block shots in that game and 8 rebounds, just to note, in addition to his scoring. So I believe that'll be about it. I'm just going to do one final check just to see if I missed anything of real importance at all here before I round out the show. Make sure you visit to note here, wealthyfantasyfootball.com. I have up there right now just a little kind of review and strategy for Owner's Box. That's where you do play weekly fantasy sports, so you can get in on the action there. And you can use their particular currency system. If you like, you can get in on the action and not really pay anything and get some free money on that. Joel Embiid, he played Wednesday, so he's good to go back. He's kind of one of those guys that are always day-to-day at a center right for the 76ers. Jonathan Tays, lastly here, unlikely to return this year, so he would not play at all in the NHL. So, Denelson Lamet, update him. He exited with a forearm tightness. Of course, the pitcher would not be able to give it a go for the Padres. Officially here, I did mention Tatum for the Celtics, that he is he may be cleared, actually, even though his ankle problem is probably ongoing, cleared to play Thursday. He may be, I don't want to say for sure there. So that is it. We'll let you all go there for having a good day in your fantasy sports seasons. Make it a great one. Welcome to the WFF. Excited to bring you here Fantasy Sports News Daily, Andy Gallagher. So go ahead and get in on all the action. Thankfully, we have a lot of great stuff going on in MLB, NHL, NBA, and even NFL for the draft coming up. First, starting with Major League Baseball, we have Billy Hamilton. He is activated from the injured list from the 10-day. So it is what it is there if they use him. Receives breather Friday is Omar Novarez. He would not be in the lineup for the Brewers. They have an early game matchup going on there versus the Cubs in Chicago. Ian Happ for the opposing side of Chicago. He has a day off, so get you early news here for that game. Continuing on here, look for just anything else relevant as to what we may be able to use here for the day. As a fairly large MLB slate, smaller NBA and NHL slate as well, so maybe give you a little bit of time to look at some NFL draft action later on if you're doing anything with sports for this weekend and everything. So let's go ahead. That's all that's really going on as of now. We may circle back around to the overall news and action. Let's look at the NBA. We have, as far as the injury report is concerned, Reggie Jackson, that is, for the point guard, for the Clippers point guard. They are going to play a game versus Houston, in which they are going to be, already are, actually highly favored. This is the second of the back-to-back, is what I understand, so he'll need that rest to move forward. Rei Hachimura, he looks like he's out again. He will not play Friday for the Washington Wizards. Sterling Brown, also for the Rockets, back to them. He remains out Friday. He will not play versus the Clippers. Eric Gordon, of course, still listed out for Friday's game. Looks like maybe he was trying to come back, but he's not going to play as of yet. Chris Boucher, for Toronto Raptors, who's diagnosed with a sprained MCL. So that's in his left knee. He will not be playing anytime soon. Other than that, let's head over to the NHL. We got Tuukka Rask, goalie for Boston. He'll be facing Buffalo here on Friday night. They have a nice juicy matchup. So look for Boston players. As I had some of that going on myself as well here. We have Alex Ovechkin as some of the latest here in the NHL, day-to-day with a lower body issue. So unfortunately they only had 2 games this week, but they would not be able to use Ovechkin in their action here headed towards their playoff run. The Islanders here did scratch their newly acquired center, Travis Zajac, from the New Jersey Devils, now with the Islanders. So we'll see. But I believe they are not, however, playing for tonight, no. Okay, so we are not looking at anything else too significant there in the NHL. Let's move on over now to finish up. Well, we've already looked at all sports. Let's see if there's anything in the NFL going on. Wouldn't that be cool to hear some like trade rumors and so forth? Let's see here. Nothing really too significant as of right now. So let's look at all, refresh on all the latest, very latest news going on right now to make sure we haven't missed anything in all sports. Mike Trout, he wasn't on the injury report. He's likely fine for Friday. What he had here was an elbow issue, but he's expected to be in the lineup, so no worries there. With a contusion, to be exact. Anthony Davis, he will return for the Lakers and set to start. Actually, he should have started last night, so hopefully he had a fine day playing last night. Just to note, backtracking a bit, DeMar DeRozan didn't play Thursday, so that wasn't good for my fantasy team, unfortunately. And Trae Young will miss two games, so look to maybe return sometime later this weekend. That is Trae Young. He was diagnosed with that grade 2 sprain. So that's about it here. We'll look to feed you all in on the action. If you need any help or coaching in general fantasy sports, to make sure you go to wealthyfantasyfootball.com. Click on the very top link where you can, if you like, download a free ebook if you have a little bit of time to read through, about 12 pages long or so. So not too long. You can skim through that if you'd like, of course. Or if you want to ask any direct questions, you can get in on the Discord chat, ask myself or any other experts available there, so we can make sure you all are knowing what's going on. So I want to look at some of the top headlines just to circle back one more time, though. Looking at NFL stuff, really. Taysom Hill, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, looks like he's training exclusively at quarterback this season. So due to, you know, Drew Brees' retirement, he will, you know, focus primarily on the quarterback position. So it's also noted here that Darrell Henderson, the Rams, he's expected to slot into a complementary role behind number one Cam Akers this season at running back for the Rams. So that's about it as far as really worth getting into. Oh, here's another hot and popular topic, though. One more thing. Justin Fields has confirmed to NFL teams he is managing epilepsy, but it has not affected his football career. It is believed he will outgrow the disorder. So it's an interesting topic, you know, for someone that's not projected to be, obviously not number one overall, but could potentially be number two, number three, number four, and hopefully not slipping there in the NFL draft, as, you know, the quarterback for the Buckeyes has been proven to be an effective pocket passer and even a very effective scrambler as well at the collegiate level. So that's it. I'll leave you all with this great weekend of sports coming up. Enjoy watching all the action. Take care.